But on the other hand, the joy of accomplishment when we do make some mastery over this physical world, when we do make some mastery, the joy of accomplishment is unlike anything in any of the higher worlds because it's so tough. Just like winning a football game against a really good team is just thrilling. I remember when Boise State here went to the Fiesta Bowl, first really big bowl we went to play Oklahoma, one of the best teams that's ever been. And the big question they were asking, can a small, you know, underdog like Boise play with the big dogs? Well, we were ahead most of the game, and then our quarterback threw a really bad pass right to the, just a pass that would have won us the game. He threw a really bad pass right to the other team player, and he caught it, and we had a big turnover, and they scored. And I felt really bad for him because the last big game we had against Boston, the last game of last year, which was a pivotal game, he did the same thing. He threw a really bad pass right to the other guy, and we lost the game. And there, with the biggest game we had ever had, he did the same thing again. So Oklahoma was ahead by a touchdown, and we only had 2 minutes left. Well, in those 2 minutes, we pulled off one of the biggest upsets in history, and we beat them by 1 point. I don't know if you saw that, but on replays of great games, you know, on ESPN, they always throw in a couple plays that we made in those last 2 minutes because they were really exciting. And I tell you, I felt so bad for that quarterback. I thought he almost lost his position at quarterback for screwing up last year, but now if he loses the Fiesta Bowl in the last 2 minutes by just throwing the worst pass in his life, I mean, oh man, the guy is going to be so humiliated. But he pulled it off. He didn't give up. And the whole town of Boise was just elated. I mean, you could just go hug anybody in Boise you wanted after that win, you know. And that's kind of what life is about, is those moments. They don't come very often, but when they come, you never forget them. Even though you may lose for a long time to come, you'll savor that moment that you really won the big one. And this is the way we do with our life. We will have certain moments where we will win in life, and those are worth all the losses. Forget about grumbling that God's mean because he makes us suffer pain. It's the only way. It's the only way to produce a situation where we can have the joy, the greatest possible joy available. Because, you know, who wants to just go float in the void and have nothing happen except be in some type of bliss of some kind? That once you adjust to the bliss, and it's really not bliss anymore. You ever notice that? Even after you fall in love with the greatest person you ever met in your life, you know, after a few months, it feels normal. And you have to do something to kind of stimulate that a little bit again. Even if you were like one with God and back there with him again, it would be normal after a while. We have to go beyond normal, explore, and take some risk. Put on these suits of armor, descend down 7 levels until we get to the physical, until we get to the hardest possible game that we can imagine. And we as co-creators with God help put everything together so we can blame ourselves as well as God. We came here voluntarily. Why do you think whenever there's a baby born, there's some spirit eager to jump into that body? You know, you think it's because somebody forces him to come? No, he's been maybe out of incarnation for 100 years. He says, man, I want, even though it's difficult, I want to go down. You know, I want some excitement. I want some change. I want a challenge. We all want a challenge. So whenever there's a healthy baby born or even an unhealthy one, there's some entity willing to volunteer to come and enter that body and go through that experience. Very seldom is the case. I had one of my children, though, who's kind of had a rough life. When he was born, I delivered all my kids except for one, and was there even at his birth. We had a naturopath deliver our first one, and then I delivered all the rest of them because he turned out to be kind of a quack. But when our last one was born, through my first wife, it's like he came out and he didn't move. And so I took him and I, you know, it's the only kid I ever slapped after. I didn't have to slap him, but him I had to slap. I had to slap him a couple of times. He finally come to life. And he's had kind of a tough life, so maybe that's why he was kind of reluctant to hop into that body. I tell him that every now and then. I say, well, I think you were kind of reluctant to come down. But
what you just talked about, this whole outline of planes of existence and bodies that fit in those planes of existence. Yeah. Each body is a native of the plane that it works in. Like our physical body is a native of the physical plane, mm-hmm. and can interact in the physical plane.
Right, and even our physical body is composed of two parts. It's composed of the physical body that we see and then the etheric body, which is a duplicate of the physical body. And it disintegrates shortly after death, but it holds the form of the body together. And I've shown the group several times how to see it. Since there's some new people, I'll show you how to see the etheric body. When I was used to go to church, I was fired from seminary for showing the kids how to see the spirits. I said, well, you guys want to see your spirits? They said, sure, I'll show you how. That disturbed. They went home and told their parents that I showed them how to see their spirits. And so I was fired from seminary, being a seminary teacher for doing that. Went against their thought form. Okay.
Joe, stand in front of this. This is white.
That's white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is white, isn't it? Is that...
Yeah, that's good.
I might have to kneel down a little bit.
No, you're fine.
Let me get a chair.
I think I'm too high for it.
Okay. Now, what you do is look right here at my forehead for about a minute. Just stare at it. If you're on that side, well, just look at my ear or something. But look at one point on my head for about a minute, and don't take your eyes off of it. Just look very intently, and I'll just sit here for a minute. Then I'll tell you what to do.
This is your etheric body we're looking at? Is that what you call it?
That's what you're going to see in a minute. Okay, now I'm going to move away. Continue looking at that spot. Pretend like I'm still there. Don't take your eyes off that spot. Don't move with me, but continue looking at that spot.
Yeah. I'll be done.
Oh. Well, why is it still there? It's burning.
And you're over there.
You can't move your eyes easy. You can move your eyes at all.
Is it just the retina burning in your eyes that we're
seeing? That's actually called eidetic memory. It's the eidetic nerve that goes from your eyeball to your brain.
No, the etheric body actually gives off a light. Now you can, just to show you, it's just not burning something in your retina. You put your thumbs together like this, and put it against that white background. Put your thumbs together,
And then slowly pull your thumbs apart and look at the empty space in between till your thumbs are about a quarter inch apart, and you'll see a film stretching away from your thumbs. Look at the empty space right in between. Keep staring at the empty space, and you'll see a film. Do you see that film?
Yes.
How many see the film? Raise your hand.
Is it pretty thick?
Okay, most of you saw it.
I saw that movie before.
Okay, now that's not an after image of your physical body, because that's beyond your physical body. So you're saying your etheric body, your etheric body stretches about this far away from your physical body. About a couple millimeters. So your physical body is composed of your physical body and your etheric body united together. And your etheric body is an energy body that is in circulation. It holds your body together, gives it its form. When you die, your etheric body leaves your physical, and it dissipates shortly after you die, leaving you in your astral body. Now, when your etheric body leaves your physical body, then it begins to disintegrate, because that is what holds your body together and gives it its form. So when it's gone, then you just start to, your body starts to fall apart and decay. So that's why it's really good, whenever you eat fruits and vegetables and everything, it's good to eat them as soon as they're harvested as possible, because they still have some residual energy left from the etheric energy.
Yeah. What about when you freeze them?